Simon Reish Mem Tes, starting from Sif Aleph, and these are the halachas of dinim hashayochim le'erev Shabbos, various dinim which are relevant to Friday. First Sif is a continuation of previous year, and it says as follows: Ein hoilchim be'erev Shabbos yoseh mesholosh pasois. A person should not travel on Friday more than three parsos. Kedei she'agia lebeisoy be'oid hayom gadol, that in order to ensure that a person reaches destination, his house, when it's still plenty of time to prepare for Shabbos. Be'yuchal lehochen, and is able to prepare tzorkei denitzu the Shabbos. The tzorchim, the needs for Suuda, for the meal, the Shabbos. Bein shoylich lebeis acherim, whether it's going to somebody else's house, bein shoylich lebeis, whether you're going to your own house. You need to go, you're not allowed to go more than three pasos, because if you would go, late, you would go more than three pasos, you may end up going too close to Shabbos, and you may not have a chance to prepare for the meals of Shabbos. Now, one paso is 4 mil, and 4 mil is 72 minutes. So that's how much the journey is. We're talking about that kind of length of journey that a person is not allowed to go on Friday, because you may not reach destination in time to prepare Tzorkei Suuda. So this is just to get clarity. This is not about this is all about preparing Tzorkei Suuda. This is all about ensuring that a person is going to be reaching a house, and there will be sufficient time to prepare for the meals. That's what it's all about. Well, it's all about making sure that a person will have his needs for Shabbos. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch continues, Bahana Mela, that we said that a person is not allowed to go more than three pasos. This Hanamela should be Yishuv. That's if he's in a place. Pemokim sheyuchal lahachin tzarkei Shabbos. That's if he's currently in a place that he can prepare for tzarkei Shabbos, and therefore he's not allowed to go too far because he may end up without readiness for Shabbos. Avolim u'mokim shisham sheyefshal lahachin tzarkei Shabbos. But if he's in a place, in a desert or in a field or anywhere that he can't prepare for tzarkei Shabbos anyway, shein u'mokim Yishuv batuach. It's not a safe place, safe in terms of genuine safety, or safe in terms for not safe that he can prepare for the Shabbos. Then mutalelech afilu kama pasos, he's allowed to go very far as well, because he's not losing out anything. He's anyway not in a place where it's called Tzorkei Shabbos, so he might as well travel more than three pasos. He may reach a place where there is Tzorkei Shabbos. And Shulchan Aruch then says v'im sholach, and if he sent to inform and to let people know, if he let people inform people earlier that he's on his way, then mutalelech kama pasos b'chol gavon, is allowed to travel more than three pasos as well. So the whole reason is because you can't just get to a person's house 5 minutes before Shabbos and say, here I am, and they didn't expect you, because then you may not have enough preparation for Shabbos. But if you inform people previously, be it through a messenger, be it through a letter, be it through text message, that you're going to be reaching destination, you're attempting to get to them before Shabbos, people can have then a chance to prepare for Shabbos, and they have a chance to arrange themselves, and there it's going to be permitted even more than three pasos. Again, the basic halacha that we're learning is that you're not allowed to go more than three pasos on Erev Shabbos, and the reason is because of Tzorkei Suuda. You are allowed to go if you're in a place that is not Tzorkei Suuda anyway. You might as well travel more than that. You can't lose out. That's one hetter, and the potential other hetter is if you are you inform people in destination that you are traveling and you are going towards them, that allows them to prepare for you for Shabbos. That's fine as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yoseh Mesholosh Pasos. מתחילת היום וקרב לשליש היום, זה ב-third of the day, כפי מהלך אדם בינוני עשר פסוס ביום. ונוסע בעגלה. What happens if it's a horse wagon? Or you're traveling on a horse wagon, or you're riding on a horse. You're traveling further and faster. You can travel a lot more than three pasos. So this is not really about the distance, it's about a length. So we spoke about three pasos being about 72 minutes. Bach is matir, and he says that if you're going by a horse wagon, you could even go after chatzos. As long as you can go on a horse wagon even after chatzos, as long as you are able to stop somewhere and you know with confidence that you can have a Shabbos, a proper Shabbos. What happens if you are going to even if you know that in your house you're going to have a greater Oinik Shabbos from where you are now? It's also Shema Loyeh, you can't be also if they're not expecting you. You're unlikely to have a nice Shabbos. V'lo heichinu b'shul ha'din and prepare for him. V'midino is eilu ro'i b'nei otu machinim tzorke Shabbos b'revach. He said that the whole reasoning, the whole rationale for this halacha is people don't have, are not expecting you and they're not preparing you for Shabbos, and therefore you can't just show up a minute before Shabbos. So he says, this is nowadays, says the Mishnah, people have more generous hasogas and people making Shabbos not just a potato per person, and if a person ends up on Erev Shabbos, for most people it's not really a problem. So because you can add another person on a Shabbos table, it's fine. Imagine a family with adults and children and potentially guests. So you know, if there's more people coming, it won't be the end of the world. You can feed another. You know, there's always leftovers anyway. And that's why some people are not makbit on this halacha at all. Some people will be traveling and reaching destination close to before Shabbos, even if they didn't send a messenger, even if they didn't let people know about it, because they're relying on the fact that people are not mamash stingy, not to the last grain of food, but there's always spares, and therefore it's fine. Bring shorich lebeisor, whether you're going to your own house, or you're going to your visitor elsewhere, you can still show up just before Shabbos, and it doesn't matter because you can assume that there is a bit of the food for you as well. Ideally, you don't rely on this. Don't just arrive just before Nacht, just before Shkia. Because of another reason, is that it's very likely that if you're traveling and you're assuming that you're going to reach destination quite late, nevertheless, it's not good because if you are leaving too late, you may end up doing Chil Shabbos. You never know, there may be delays on the road. Either it could be dead. If you're leaving it for too late, you may be delayed on the way. That's point number two. And point number one is that if you're reaching 5 minutes, then maybe suddenly the balabuster suddenly gets a bit nervous. And always after Shkias, you may be tempted to add food and to Michal Shabbos in the kitchen for your sake. Suddenly she has to open more and do more and cook more and bake more just for your sake. She gets in a panic. Therefore, it's never a good idea to show up just before Shabbos. So a person has to be really careful not to leave things for last minute. Because the Yosem, Adam Eliboy, person should put his heart, you're better safe than sorry if you're in a village. You're not far from home, but if you're in a village nearby, don't allow Yetzirah to tell me, there's plenty of time, for the journey is safe, the roads are clear. Don't do that, don't be tempted to do that, it's the Yetzirah. Rather, just be sure, just rest, and rest where you are now, make a Shabbos where you are, better safe than sorry. Yeah. Interesting shayla was asked in the poskim. What's the halacha if a person has got Shabbos foods with him? Does his halacha apply or not? He's got Shabbos foods, he's got a whole little bag, and there's candles there, challahs there, kiddush wine there, food there. Does his halacha apply as well? Or maybe then you're allowed to travel even more than three pasos, assuming you're going to reach destination just before Shabbos, because you can provide for everything yourself. Pialocha speaks about this, and Pialocha brings in the early Shabbos that it says lo pluk chachomim bazeh, and it could be also Mishnah Berurah brings mekilim, and it seems to be mekil lemaisa. So that if you've got your own food, that the whole rationale of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply, and therefore will be permitted. Interesting shaila as well is in the Kaf HaChaim. What happens if you're reaching a destination where you know you can buy Shabbos? You can buy all the Shabbos needs. You can buy all the Shabbos foods. There's shops there. There's availabilities. There's Kedus Halacha plan. And interestingly, there the Kaf HaChaim is Mekel, and he says that then actually the Issa doesn't apply. So there's a difference. If you've got food yourself, the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. If you know you can purchase there, the Kaf HaChaim is Mati as well, but that's how the Kaf HaChaim paskens. The contemporary poskim write about it as well, and they say that although maybe the reasoning behind this Seif doesn't exist so much anymore to such an extent, but the little point brought in the Mishnah Berurah about delays on the road, that is still very common, and it's not good practice to leave things for last minute. You should always time the journeys to allow plenty of time before Shabbos, and arriving in a way that there's plenty of time still, just in case there are delays on the way. And we all know that there can easily be things happening with the car, with the motorway, with the journey. There's plenty of things that could potentially happen to delay journeys very, very significantly. And therefore, achochom eno beroshoi, and better safe than sorry. Safe base. Also, likbara b'erev Shabbos Seuda. Safe base is talking about a new topic, and that is that don't eat too much. This is also part of the Kovod Shabbos and part of the Oneg Shabbos, that if you were to eat a proper Seuda, a proper meal on Erev Shabbos, that is, if you're taking it more than on a regular weekday, and you're making a whole big party on Erev Shabbos, that is going to be disrespectful for Shabbos. And you should ensure not to do so. So the Shulchan Aruch says, also likbaya, don't fix by Erev Shabbos on Friday, Seuda, a meal, umishte, and drinking, she'en erogil b'mei achol, in a way that is beyond what you do on a regular weekday. Ve'afilu and even, isudas erusim, even if it's an engagement party, b'mei kavod Shabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos. She'kones the Shabbos, you should enter Shabbos, k'shu toy, with your appetite, lechol, to eat. You should ensure that you've got appetite to eat. So it's Kovod Shabbos to be hungry on Friday night. The kolayoyim bichtalo is, and the entire day is included in this issa. The suda shizmanu be'erev Shabbos, if you've got a suda which its fixed time is on Friday. Kegoyim bris mila, if you've got a bris mila, for instance, or pidin aben, which has to take place on that particular Friday, muta, then it will be permitted. Ke nireli, then that's what it appears to me. V'chein aminik, ha'poshut, and that is the general minik, that if you've got a fixed time bris or a pidin aben, it will be permitted. We see the the bialoch actually says assume masechta will apply that as well. If you're punct finishing something on Friday, you want to make a siyum, you could do that on Friday as well. Lechol v'lishto is blik v'asuda, if you're eating without proper meal, just like snacking. Hafilu suda shirogel bo b'chol, even if it's the amount that you normally eat on a regular weekday. Kolay muta, that's permitted on the whole Friday. Lahaschol minadin, to start, you'll have to. Avol mitzvah limona milikba asuda, but it is better yet not to have a proper meal. From 9 halachic hours on, which is mid-afternoon, between Chatzos and Shkia, if you can avoid any meal, that's best. But If needed, you are allowed to have a kind of meal that you'd have on a regular weekday. But it's also to have a fancy extended meal beyond what you have on weekday at that time. Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kotan Zayin. Also likbaya. Isa b'gemorah, the Gemara states, to host a mishpacha b'Yerushalayim, there's a family in Yerushalayim, Shekova Sudasa, that used to always make a grand meal. They were koveh asud, they had a very nice meal. Be'erev Shabbos on Friday, v'nek, and they were uprooted. So they were punished. One family was specifically punished for having grand, large meals on Friday. And be'erev Shabbos, v'uhadin be'erev Yom Tov, the halacha applies to the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotan Ches, not only on Friday, but also on Erev Yom Tov. The Yom Tov name mitzvah le'angav le'chamdu, because Yom Tov also similarly has got a mitzvah to honor it and to give it its due respect. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotan Ches speaks about Tzivus Eilsin. He says that Tzivus Eilsin is considered a mitzvah, and he also says that Nisuin as well by Erev Shabbos was permitted, and that's the truth was that Minig was. For many generations, there was Sudas Nisuin was on Friday. I understood from Yipasol Gans, he told me once that it wasn't a Minig in Yerushalayim, because people just didn't have any money and they couldn't afford making a Suda Chasna meal with Panim Chadoshes and in a proper meal on weekdays. So on Friday anyway they did it something hot, and on Friday anyway they did it some sort of Suda. So therefore they would combine it with they would dafka do it on the Chasna on Friday, the Chupa on Friday, and the Suda's mitzvah would be on Friday night, because that's when the people that it was more affordable then. Just to give us a bit of an idea how people what poverty people live. There was Minig in Yerushalayim until what he called the Americans, in other words, the chutzlaretz, the Yidden started coming and emigrating to Eretz Yisrael. Then it appeared to be disrespectful and not Shabbistic, and that's when they stopped. Al pi takonos hachomim and takonos harabonim. That's when the minig stopped. But for many years, there was a minig in Yerushalayim. So we see that to have a Chassidus Nisuin before Shabbos, that would be fine as well. If you have the Chassidus Nisuin before Shabbos, that would be fine as well, leading into Shabbos. There's another reason brought down in Sif Kotan Yud. So the reason was that it's covered Shabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos, you mustn't have a grand meal on Friday. Here Shekos V'atam, Shnebu says, there's another reason brought down in some poskim, that because he's so busy with his meal, they'll neglect to prepare for Shabbos. They are going to put the needs of Shabbos aside because they're all busy eating. That's another reason brought down in Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kotan Yud Aleph, Shekonis to Shabbos, Sha'av Sha'ochlo Baboike, even if the meal is in the morning, Kevin Shumab, Sudosu, Shalikir Gulosu, since he's extending it beyond the regular, Shuvlo Yechel Balayla Te'ov, when he's going to lack appetite on Friday night. So we are learning that it's a mitzvah to eat with great appetite. So if you're hungry, that is a covered Shabbos. If you're hungry, it's covered Shabbos. It's the appetite, great appetite, healthy appetite, is a covered Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah speaks in Sif Kotan Yud Beis about Bris Mila. We learned that Bris Mila is fine to have on Shabbos. A meal, we said that Pidyon HaBen as well. Now, when we talk about Bris Mila, afilu im eino b'shmini lidos, so what if it's not bismano, if it's not the 8th day? But, kigon she'chole b'shmini v'nitches, the child was yellow on the 8th day, and he was pushed off. Mikol makom nevertheless, mikri zmano kavua. So very often nowadays we see that eino zmano is, if it's not the 8th day, we often find that it's on Sunday. But that is a strange occurrence. I never understood why that is the case. But obviously, after the baby heals, you should do it at the first convenience. You should do the bris. And if it's on Friday, he says that's also fine, because the kol shaita v'shad is manihud. It's now it's the right time, and it's now the right time to do it. It's now itoy of his manoi of that particular baby, because before that he wasn't oinous, he wasn't well. So that is considered definitely a justified reason to have the Asuda on Friday. Mikol Mokim, Mikri Zmanu Kavua. To call Chayt Vishat Zmanu Kavua, the Asura Nicha Orel, Afilu Yom Echad, you're not to leave him an Orel, uncircumcised. Not Gemald, an Orel. You're not allowed to keep him an Orel, even one day. Vechein Pidin HaBen, Afilu Avazman, similar to Pidin HaBen, if you got pushed off, you're still allowed to, if you got pushed off for an unjustified reason, you could have the Pidin HaBen on Friday, the Asura Nicha Orel, They said that although it was an unjustified reason and not a legitimate reason, he should have had the pinyan ben on the 30th day. But if it was pushed off for one reason or another, you could still make the pinyan ben suda on Friday, because the earlier, the better. You could do it the entire day, but the Mishnah Berurah says you should do it by Shachris in the morning. That's better. Mitzvah lakdim or b'shachris mishum kvod Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah generally says in Sif Kot Yud Zayin that a person should try to eat in a way that should be meshaya benafsho shalidezel lo yetoev leechol belaylo. Should try to eat in a way sensibly that you will be hungry for the Suda Shabbos by night. Again, is it inyan to have appetite and to be hungry for the meal on Friday night, to be toif, to have appetite. On a side note, the Bialoch over here speaks about something which is just important to mention. He brings over here some poskim that speak about making kiddush on Shabbos day on Chalas. That whilst one certainly can make kiddush on any mezonos. But it does bring over here that an shemaisa machmir to dafke make kiddush b'mokem suda on chalas, and even if you had, even if you made kiddush on something else previously, so the an shemaisa machmir to make again kiddush on chalas by Shabbos day. It brings also the poets can bring down the Vilna Gaon used to be makbid to only do kiddush b'mokem suda on chalas. So that's brought down over here. Siv Gimel tells us that Anshe Maisa is honest b'chol erev Shabbos. Some people who are very careful, they've got a lot of Yerushalayim, they fast every erev Shabbos. The reason for that, for the tzitkis, Mishnah Berurah says Siv Kot Yud Ches is honest kedesh yutaev lechol belaylo. The reason of this Anshe Maisa is to be hungry and to have appetite on by the Suda on Friday night. However, this is not the general consensus, because the Bach, Ayin Bebach of Mogen Avom, Shar Achoinim, the Bach and other Achoinim write, Sheiskimu, they agreed, the Einlis Anes Be'erev Shabbos, one should not fast on Friday, Kidei, in order Shloi Yikanes, Le Shabbos Kshumu'une, because generally there's a rule, one should not fast on Friday, because if you come on Friday, if you fast on Friday, you're going to enter Shabbos in a state of Inui, of discomfort, and that itself is not right, and therefore the Achoini write that you should not fast throughout the full Friday. Im lo shu isnis kol kach shem yechol bayom lo yuchal lechol belayla te'ovoin. So that if you are a person that if you're eating by day, you will not be able to eat with appetite by night, so you're an interesting person that if you're eating by day, you will not have appetite by night, then Haz Minak Toiv, when Mazik Lo Yisanos, then you could fast. If it's not disturbing you, not bothering you, if you know you can fast for the Friday healthily and happily, and you're going to, and that's going to help you to eat the Friday night meal with appetite, then you may do so. But otherwise, I said, it's not good practice. Okay, so tonight we learned Simon Reish Mem Tess, and we spoke about the issue of going more than three pasos, to more than traveling three pasos on Friday. We learned that it's because of Tzorkei Suda. We learned that it makes no difference as to whether you're going home or you're going to somebody else's house. We learned that this is all if you're in a place where there's no problem to get Shabbos meals. If you're in a place that you can't have Shabbos meals anyway, you don't have to travel as long as needed, because you might as well. We learned that this Issa doesn't apply if you can send messengers and you can inform them about your coming. Then it's fine, because then they have a chance to prepare. We learned that three pasos is only if you're walking. If you're traveling in other ways, you could travel more than three pasos. We learned that Mishnah Berurah points out it's not just about Tzorkei Suda, there may potentially be other problems as well if you're traveling too late, which are bordering on Chilul Shabbos Mamish. Bialocha says that if you are traveling with foods with you, you can be Mekel. But he leaves it will be questionable, but it seems to be Matir. See, Beis teaches us all about not to be Koveh Suda on Erev Shabbos. You can't make a larger suda on Friday more than a regular day. However, if it's for sudas erusin, an engagement, then it's fine. If it's a bris milah pidyan ben, it's fine as well. The halacha says that not sium is fine as well. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason for that is that you should have appetite for the Friday meal, and that itself is covered Shabbos. Another reason was mentioned that you may get too busy with the food, you may not end up preparing Shabbos properly. We learned that if it's just a regular kind of meal, it's fine, but if you can avoid everything from 9.5 hours, that's best if you can help it. We learned Sif Gimel that Anshei Maase used to fast on Erev Shabbos in order to have appetite for the meal. Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't find that such a great idea because you're going to enter Shabbos in a state which is not great. If you can fast without any problems, then you may do so.